presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has released a big tech plan. Would Silicon Valley approve? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. The 2016 election has shed light on many issues. One that hasn't been at the forefront is technology. Until now, presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton released a comprehensive tech plan this week. It's 15 pages long and was released just before she spoke for digital content creators in L.A. on Tuesday. Let's get straight to the story with Wall Street Journal reporter Colleen McCain-Nelson, who joins us on the line from D.C. right now. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So Hillary Clinton released a big tech plan this week. It looks ambitious. Does it hit upon the big ticket issues in tech? What are the biggest takeaways from this tech platform?
Well, it's a wide-ranging platform, and the entire plan is 15 pages, so it hits on just about everything you can think of without going into great detail or without really explaining how all of this will be paid for. So there are still some unanswered questions here, but the campaign and Hillary Clinton are emphasizing a couple key initiatives. First of all, Hillary Clinton is saying that she wants to achieve bringing broadband internet to every U.S. home by 2020, which is a pretty aggressive timeline. She also lays out plans for a lot of other upgrades to technology infrastructure and ensuring that there's free Wi-Fi in public places, such as airports and train stations. And she also lays out plans to offer some relief from student debt for young entrepreneurs and people who are launching startup ventures.
Yeah, that was an interesting factor, was the student loan relief plan. It's interesting because she said that the U.S. needs to get back into the future business. Is this the key angle of what she's going for?
That is, and she talked about, she makes college affordability and relieving the burden of student debt a focal point in her campaign stump speech, just generally speaking, even more broadly than in the tech realm. But when she launched her tech and innovation agenda, she said that if you're launching a startup venture, if you're creating jobs, we want to forgive a portion of your debt because we need more job creators and we need people who are going into communities that need innovation and need startups. And so so she's trying to use this as an incentive to entice more people to kind of take the risk and start a new venture or get involved in the tech industry.
Right. And, you know, like you said, how are we going to pay for this is another big component here. Any indication at all on how she could go about doing that and whether she can contend with the economic uncertainty throughout the tech industry?
Right. The campaign has not been very forthcoming in providing details on that front and basically has just kind of answered generally saying that some of the other initiatives that she has laid out and will lay out in the future will provide the funds needed for this. But this is certainly an ambitious plan that is in the billions of dollars. And so we haven't seen all of the plans that she's promising that are going to apparently provide some funds. But some of these things are certainly going to be a tough sell, especially if she needs to get congressional cooperation on them. And so it's an aggressive timeline, as I say. I mean, bringing high-speed internet to every house within the next 4 years is a very fast schedule.
And as we're encompassed in this ever-evolving digital world, how important is technology in an election cycle these days?
Well, it's certainly a key constituency, and it's a constituency that Hillary Clinton is aggressively courting. And so you saw her going to Denver to go to a small business incubator and unveil this tech and innovation platform. And then she traveled later in the day to Los Angeles, where she had a town hall meeting with digital content creators. And so this is kind of a natural constituency for her. There are a lot of young folks in this field, of course, which is a group of voters she really wants to attract and a group of voters that Donald Trump has struggled with. And also, just generally speaking, a lot of people in the tech industry lean Democratic, and so this is a natural pitch for Hillary Clinton. We haven't heard as much from Donald Trump on this subject. It was an interesting kind of side-by-side comparison when she rolled out her tech agenda, Donald Trump, and she's talking about being in the future business for America. Donald Trump was giving a speech about his trade agenda and talking about how great the United States trade policies were in the 18th century. And so it was a really interesting kind of comparison. And Hillary Clinton said that when Donald Trump says we want to make America great again, it's kind of code for we want to go backwards to a different time that was not as inclusive and not as forward-looking. And so she's trying to make the argument that she's the candidate of the future and Donald Trump is the candidate who is touting policies from the 19th century.
Very good. Interesting article, and I really appreciate you sharing it with us on the podcast. Colleen, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Colleen McCain Nelson. You can check out her article at WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.